This is HPR episode 2114 entitled GNUORC, Part 1, and is part of the series Bash Scripting. It is hosted by BeEasy and is about 23 minutes long. The summary is an introduction to the Orc text parsing tool.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Welcome, Hacker Public Radio fans. This is BeEasy once again. This time I'm going to do a series of tutorials, you could call them. I'm working in collaboration with the famous Dave Morse, which makes me really excited. He's allowing me to do the intro, and he'll intro himself as well as go into a deep dive as we proceed. But we are going to be doing a little tutorial on awk. In particular, I'm going to be focusing on GNU awk, which is very similar to the original Unix version, and it has some additional features. I don't know if we're going to go into the real differences between awk and gawk, but we are going to at least start with some of the basics right now. So without any further ado, here's awk. So from its man page, GAWK is the GNU project's implementation of the awk programming language. It conforms to the definition of the language in the POSIX 1003.1 standard. And this version is in turn based on the description of the awk programming language by Aho Kernighan and Weinberger. And gawk provides the additional features found in the current version of Brian Kernighan's awk and a number of GNU-specific extensions. So that's a little beginning to the description of gawk in the man page. Awk is a powerful text parsing tool, to be specific. And like in the description says, it is its own language. Now, Dave especially, but also myself, we're going to go into how to put gawk into a language inside of a text file, a .awk file, if you will. But I'm going to start off with some basic commands to get our feet wet with awk, because you can just do it on a command line with a simple inline coding. I use this tool all the time, both inline and in files. The good thing about putting in files is it's easy to go back to and run the same command over and over again on different files. But it's really handy if you don't feel like opening up, or you don't want to open up, or you can't open up a tool like LibreOffice to parse CSV files, or if you just have some really complex stuff that you might be wanting to, that you might be pulling in from a pipe, from like a sed command or wget command, where you're getting stuff off the internet and you want to parse it in real time and put it into a file, or parse it into another tool that's going to do more processing on it later. So I'm going to try to see if I can get a file uploaded, but if not, I have example files right in the show notes. So all you have to do really is just copy and paste the example files right from inside the show notes and put it into a text file, and you should be on your way. So the basic syntax of awk is awk and then some options, and then inside of single quotes, a pattern, and inside, still inside the single quotes, inside of curly brackets, actions, before you end the curly the single quotes, and then the file that you want to do that to, or the group of files that you want to do that to. So it kind of sounds hard, but it really is pretty simple to get started. So you're just going to do awk dash something, a pattern to search for, but the pattern is optional. And then the action that you're going to do, file.txt, .csv, whatever, .dat, whatever you're working with. So for example purposes, I created a file called file1.txt and a companion file that's all the same data, that's file1.csv. The difference between the two is one is space delimited, the other one is, or white space delimited, the other one is comma delimited. Delimited means the way that you're going to separate the different fields in the file. So, comma separated file CSV means that your delimiter or the limit of that column is separated by the comma. In a white space one, it's going to be separated by any white space, and that's the default in awk, is that it's going to parse whatever you're looking at, whatever text string it's looking at, by the white space, and it's going to put it into columns that way. So if you look at the file that I have in file1.txt, the first column is the headers, name, color, and amount. And then under the name, I have a bunch of different fruit: apple, banana, strawberry, grape, apple again, plum, kiwi, potato, I guess that's not a fruit, and pineapple. And then the next column over, I have different colors. I have red for apple, yellow for banana, strawberry, red, grape, purple. And then for that second apple, I have green in this column now. So we have a green apple and a red apple. Then plum, for the plum column, I have purple. Then brown for kiwi, brown for potato, and yellow for pineapple. And then in my third column, I have the amount of each one of those items. So I have four apples, six bananas, three strawberries, 10 grapes, eight green apples, two plums, four kiwis, nine potatoes, and five pineapples. Now this is going to be a cool file because we're going to be able to do a lot of things with it. In later episodes, we're going to be able to do arithmetic on these and do some aggregate functions on it. But for now, we're going to do something really simple. We're going to just do the command awk, and then inside of single quotes, you put also curly brackets. So single quote, single curly bracket, print dollar sign two, close curly bracket, and then second single quote. File1.txt space file1.txt. So what that is awk print column two of file1.txt. So that, like I said before, the actions go inside the curly braces. Since we didn't have anything before the curly braces, there was no pattern to match. So it's just going to look in the entire file, and it's going to look in that second column. And since I didn't give it any way to delimit the file other than its default, it's going to use white space. And in my example file, I lined up the white spaces so that they are all, so it looks nice, but awk doesn't care about that. It will just parse it on white space no matter what. So whether it's one space or 10 spaces in one column, or three spaces in another column and 25 spaces in another column, it doesn't care. It's going to parse them all the same and put them all into even columns, starting on the first non-white space character. So a couple of things that you can see is that it's kind of intuitive. It starts with one. It doesn't start with zero like other programming languages. So you're going to say print one is going to be the first column. Print two is going to print the second column. So if I say in this file example, if I say print two, I'm going to print out all the colors. It's going to first print out the header row color, and it's going to say red, yellow, red, purple, green, purple, brown, yellow. So one special character to or special column number is zero. So if you do dollar sign zero, it's going to print all the columns. So that's just something to know. So going back to our example, I'm going to do a little bit. I'm going to add to that example. I'm going to say awk. Now inside the first single quote, I'm going to say dollar sign two equals equals, and then double quotes yellow. And then you can put a space, but or not. Start the curly bracket, print one, close the curly bracket, close the single quote, file one.txt. What this is doing, since we have now something before the curly brackets, before our action, we have our pattern, and our pattern is dollar sign equals equals two, yellow. So look in the second column for the word yellow and print column one and file one.txt. If you remember the file, we had a bananas and pineapples. I have both of those in there as yellow. So it's going to just print out banana, pineapple. It's going to skip the header column because the header column didn't have the term yellow in it. So that's one thing to understand about it. It's not going to automatically print the headers unless you tell it to them. We'll talk about that a little bit later in another episode. Now, right now, we've been working with this file that is space separated, which has a lot of uses, especially on the command line where you're going to pipe other commands into it, and you just want to see, like, you might want to do ls dash l and then pipe that into awk, and then you can separate by the columns that way. That's fine, but a lot of times when you're working with data, you're going to be working with either tab separated files or comma separated files. And so if you're not using a plain whitespace separated file, or I like to do pipe separated a lot of times, because then you don't have to worry about curly brackets. Double quotes around the text fields to get around commas inside of a text. You might want to use a different file separator. So there's different ways to do file separation in awk. I'm going to go over the most apparent, which is using an option. The dash capital F option, the character or characters that follow capital F is your separator. So if you just do dash capital F comma, that's going to tell awk to use commas for the separator. So that's fine. You really don't need you do not want to put a space between it. You don't need any other characters. If you just put dash F comma, it's going to do that. If you do dash F period, it's going to do a dot separated. However, sometimes you might want to do more complicated field separators that are more than one character. In that case, you want to put your field separator inside of double quotes. And you might see that sometimes in other people's examples when they are just using comma. They'll do dash F, double quote, comma, double quote, with no spaces in between. That's going to do the same thing as dash capital F, comma. So I have a similar file called file1.csv, which is the same exact file, but taking out the spaces and put a comma in between. And if we run the same command of awk, this time awk dash capital F, and inside of double quotes, comma, space, inside of single quotes, dollar sign 2 equals equals, inside of double quotes, yellow, space, inside of curly brackets, print dollar sign 1, and the single quotes, file1.csv, is going to give us the same exact output as if we were doing the whitespace delimited one without the dash F option, which is banana and a pineapple. Inside of those patterns, you can also use regular expressions as well. I have an example here that's awk inside of single quotes, dollar sign 2, and tilde, which is the, on a US keyboard layout, it's the one right above the tab, if you hit shift. So tilde, space, inside of forward slashes. So awk for regular expressions likes the tilde to say, it's kind of like Perl, well, it likes the tilde to say this is going to be a regular expression, and inside of forward slashes the expression that you want to evaluate. And I'm not going to go into regular expressions, but that's a whole nother topic. But in this example, I'm doing p dot plus p. So I'm looking for a p, any one or more characters in between, and then another p. And then I'm going to go, and after that, I'm going to do inside of curly brackets, or action now, print zero, dollar sign zero, and then close the single quote, file1.txt. So I'm looking for any words that have the pattern of P, anything in between, in column two, P, anything in between P. And it returns the entire line of grape, purple, 10. Because purple, which is in column two, has two letters in between the P and the second P. And then also plum in the second column is also purple. So it's matching purple in both cases. Numbers can be evaluated in the pattern as well. So, and it does this kind of intuitively. So if you, in our example, we have numbers in our third column. So if I say awk $3 greater than 5, and then inside of our action print $1, comma, space $2, close the action, close the single quote, file1.txt, I'm gonna print both the first and the second column if the value in the third column is greater than 5. So I think it's a good idea to go look at that example, but it's pretty intuitive. You're gonna say if column 3 is greater than 5, print column 1 and column 2. I'm sure you can see applications for this if you ever have to work with data that is that you have to manipulate. So continuing along with this, I give the output of you're going to find banana, grape, apple, and potato, because those are all the ones that had values that were higher than 5 in our example file. You can also take that and redirect the output of that into a file. So if I do that same exact thing and say at the end of awk, so I'm going to do, for this example, I just want to show it doesn't matter because it's still going to print it out with space delimited. Awk dash capital F comma inside of the single quotes $3 greater than 5 inside of our action curly braces, print $1 comma space $2 and the action file1.csv, then greater than sign again, output.txt is going to put name, color on the first line, banana yellow, grape purple, apple green, potato brown, in a file called output.txt. So that's a good way, it's a nice way to be able to filter out things that you want from a file and put it into another file. And here's a cool trick that I learned on one of my references that I gave at the end of the episode. If you do this command, awk, print, awk, and inside the single quotes, inside the curly braces, print greater than sign $2, and then right next to the $2, inside of double quotes, .txt, close the parentheses, close the curly brace, close the single quote, file1.txt. So I recommend for any of these episodes that we're going to be doing on the series that if you really want to follow along and you don't want to just listen to our lovely voices, that you probably get out the show notes because it's really helpful. But anyway, that command of file of awk print, so we're actually doing a redirect inside of our print statement. That's what that curly bracket, that print curly greater than sign means. We're doing a redirect inside of our print statement. It's $2.txt. So we're looking at column two, and whatever is in there, we're going to put all the matching ones are going to go into their own file. I'm not explaining this very well. I'll do it again. So print greater than sign $2, and then in double quotes .txt, file1.txt is going to create a group of files. One yellow.txt, one red.txt, one color.txt, one brown.txt, one green.txt. Because those are all the different things that you can find in that second column. And it's going to print out, in my example, it's going to print out all the data that's in all the columns that are in there. And it's going to go into their own files. So it's a really quick way to take a whole bunch of data that might be all intermingled and separate it all into individual files of like information. So it's like doing, if you're going to do this in Excel, you'd have to do a filter and then pick the ones, uncheck the boxes that you don't want, pick the only one that you do want, highlight all those, copy it, paste it into another file, and save that file, and then do the same thing for the next option in your filter, and your next option in your filter, and your next option in your filter. This in one command will automatically make all the different a whole series of files based off of the pattern that you're matching. It's really cool. I mean, at least to me. Maybe I'm just a dork. That's fine. But that's some of the commands that you can do. Now, one other thing I'm going to introduce, but I'm not going to go into right now, is that sometimes with awk, you can get really complicated in how you both set up how you're going to parse the file, so in your pattern. If you want to do some pre-processing and then do some more processing on it and then do like some counts and some sums and some division and all that kind of stuff, you might want to, it's going to get really cumbersome on the command line. So you're going to want to put all that in a file. And a lot of times the convention is it'll be the file name dot awk. And then to get access to it, you'll do awk dash lowercase f file name dot awk and then file one dot txt. And I'm pretty sure that the remainder of our episodes, we're going to be using the files, because as we get more advanced in the awk, it really does, like I said, get cumbersome to deal with awk on the command line when you have, you know, 15 lines of commands that you want to put in. So that's the introduction. I'm excited to get into this series with Dave. Hopefully we are able to enlighten some people, teach some new things, and hopefully I'll learn a couple new things as we go. I've already learned this new technique with this separating things into individual files based on the match. So it's pretty cool. I have a couple also of resources that I found online to help. So I don't know if anyone knows about linux.die.net, so linux.die.net/man. That is like the man page for everything in Linux. So you'll find like, so linux.die.net/man/1/awk is the man one page of awk. Another really cool tutorial, and I'll be doing some of my examples following this, are from www.thelinuxschool.com, and then some other ones are from TechMint. Upcoming in our series, we will be talking about more of the other options besides dash lowercase f and dash capital F. We will also be talking about some of the built-in variables that are in awk, and we will do some arithmetic operations, some fancy text manipulation as much as we can without going into sed, and going over the awk language and its syntax. Once again, thank you for listening. Hacker Public Radio, this is Be Easy, signing out.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.